Good morning, Full English Breakfast here on KX 93.5. Yeah, it's me, Jason Feddy, here with Martin Cohen on the radio. Thank you very much to Jim for doing his Clashing Head this morning. It was that was his show today. It was called Clashing Head.
Yeah, because he was by himself.
Right, he was alone.
Yeah.
Normally he has Al with him.
Normally, but he's got rid of Al, I think. I think he's thrown him to the wayside.
Really? You think that's enough now with Al?
Yeah, I think he's dumped him.
Really? That's what they do in the end.
Yeah.
Politicians.
Politicians?
Yeah, they have you give you those concrete boots.
Jim's saying it's because Al's cheap and he won't buy new CDs for when they tape the programmes.
Is that what happened with the interview with, what's her name, Tony Eisman?
Yeah, it was really distorted. I was outside there just messing around and I couldn't understand the word that they were saying.
Well, there's nothing new there. Good of him, though, to give it a college try and keep talking for an hour.
Oh, it certainly was. Oh, look who's here.
Look who's here. It's, Barnes is here. Come in, Barnes.
Daniel J. Barnes.
Is it J. Barnes or is it Q? I think it's Q. Barnes.
It's J. Barnes.
Is it J? Yeah, come on this mic here, Dan, because those mics are not very good. There you go. Passing by. That's Mrs. Pickles there in the background.
Kill him, Pickles. Kill him. Kill him. You certainly do.
You smell of patchouli oil.
I know, it's
Sit
horrible.
Sit down. All right, don't let that dog bite me. Yeah, she won't bite you.
And can you cover up those tats?
Did she bite
I
you?
I mean, this is public radio.
Did she bite you, Dan?
No. She just fused me.
Good morning.
Fused her, ain't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Daniel Barnes
Good
has joined
morning,
us.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America. I love you.
Does this work?
I don't know. You just plug. You know, you got to plug that in. Give us the pluggy end.
Right on. Don't.
He's trying to plug his headphones in.
Sorry for dropping in on your life. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Yourself, mate?
What's been going on?
Oh, Christmas, New Year's, the holidays.
You've gone straight for those resolutions, haven't you? You're looking gorgeous.
You're
juicing. You're drinking all your water.
Absolutely.
More than any Englishman I've ever known.
Colonics every other day.
I was going to say, he's juicing right now. At this very moment, he's juicing. It's not easy to see, but it's true. He's juicing right now. Got that funny smell in the room. That's Martin juicing.
Not me, for once. Do two heads of garlic and just juice.
Two heads of garlic, that's it.
Do the whole thing, and you will have the weirdest trip of your life.
Okay.
You'll wake up clean, a little smelly, but I swear to God, the first 9 days...
Is that true? Yeah. Do you juice garlic?
I have an industrial juicer.
We have a major blender.
Ooh. Oh, a Vitamix.
It's something like that. It's not a Vitamix, but it's something like that. It might even be a Vitamix.
There's nothing like a Vitamix. You can blend Lego with that.
Right. It is pretty serious, whatever it is, the thing we've got.
Yeah, these two are actually serious now. They're talking about kitchen implements.
I want to know what, because Daniel Barnes used to be a big fat lad when I first knew him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big fat lad. And
Huge.
Now... You've slimmed down. You look good. You look slim. You
Thank
look trim. You.
You
look fit.
A year and a half in prison is going to do that to anyone, Justin.
Especially in a women's prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't give you much to eat in those immigration detention centres. Just memories.
Right. They want to send you back slim and trim.
Uh-huh,
want to make
right.
sure nobody says, look what happens when you go to America. You get fat. No. The world now sees these immigrants coming back all skinny.
Thin and pale.
That's right. So, what was the key to it, Dan, to getting slim?
The key was to stop eating sugar.
Right.
Cut out flour.
Yeah.
A daily regimen of exercise.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to keep going further every day. Just add a little bit on.
Yeah.
Start with one push-up, two push-ups, three push-ups.
Did you literally start with, like, one push-up?
One push-up on Monday, Tuesday, two push-ups, and now I'm up to 7,360.
No, it's been a while.
I don't do it, but, you know,
you just do a bit more, do something.
Drink tons of water, get happy. Happiness is the secret to, like, getting in shape.
Right.
What about methamphetamines?
That works.
Yeah.
Gets you skinny.
Yeah, watch Breaking Bad, you know, get a few, like, ideas of, you know, the downside to it, but... Drugs are always a good way to go if you want to shave off a few pounds.
Yeah, but certain drugs are not that good for it. Marijuana, not very good.
No.
Because that's obviously, people tend to want to eat, don't they?
Yeah.
You tend to go, oh, well, tell with it, I'm just going to go get a pizza.
Well, you know they put marijuana in food now, so if you get stoned on marijuana and you get hungry, eat more, and it has like a reverse effect.
When do they put marijuana in food?
Looking. At the specials shop.
Right.
It's legal now, apparently, in certain places in this country.
In Colorado. Well, In Colorado, is.
Yeah,
and in Washington State as well.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw a news story. It turned out to be fake that 37 people have died on the first day of legalization of marijuana.
What from?
In Colorado. And I didn't get very far into the story before I went, wait a minute, this can't be right. 37 dead on first day of legalization. And it wasn't right. It was an onion story, I think, in the end, it turned out to be. But people were posting it going, see, this is what happens.
They're at it again. It's the CIA.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, people are against it, aren't they? They don't like it. They don't like people having fun. All right, so I'll play a record, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more. Here, I found this. This is great. I found this record. Astrid Gilberto doing In My Life by the Beatles.
Ooh.
Weird, isn't it? Let's try that. KX93.5. We are member-supported public radio in Laguna Beach, California. A, don't smack your microphone with your head.
And B, support your member.
That's support your member. Absolutely.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are leaving. All these friends and lovers, there is no one who compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I've often stopped and think about them. Lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I've often stopped and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. In my life, I'll love you more.
Hey, see, I didn't lie. It was Astrid Gilberto singing In My Life by the Beatles on an album called Windy from 1968. How about that, guys and girls? As they say. As I say. I can't help myself. I sound more and more like Jimmy Savile every day.
That's slightly problematic. Why? You know what's going to happen.
Why? What?
Yeah. Did you see Operation Yew Tree?
I've heard all about it.
Paul Gambaccini was the latest.
Yeah, they're all going down. All right, let me explain to our American listeners.
Start with Jimmy Savile. Start with the first one.
And we've spoken about this lots of
times. I know.
We've not really opened it up. Yeah, but they don't.
But they might not know
Yew Tree. All right, so in the 1970s, DJs on the radio in Britain, we didn't know it at the time, but it turns out that many of them, and I mean many, how many have gone down now?
Like 30 plus.
No.
Yeah,
it's four or five.
Four or five, but it's
they've
a lot.
They've investigated a lot of people.
Just because you're investigating people doesn't mean they're guilty.
No, it does.
For
thought crime.
Really not nice stuff, pedophilia and rape and all that kind of stuff. So I know it was the 70s and everything, and you know, you have to say, well, it was a different time, but
it wasn't.
It wasn't really, was it? No, it was just diabolical what they were getting up to, and not just radio DJs, but also
TV
other
hosts.
Celebrities, yeah, TV hosts and singers and all that stuff. Gary Glitter was the first, wasn't he?
Politicians, yes.
Any politicians? Go on then. Who?
Oh,
not Dennis Healy, surely.
No.
Members of the Royal Family?
No. There must have been. It was mainly the BBC, wasn't it?
It was BBC, yeah. Rolf Harris.
Yeah, they got Rolf.
Yeah.
They haven't got him yet. He's under investigation.
He's under investigation. Dave Lee Travis.
The obvious ones. I mean, we all knew when we were kids watching these kids on TV, watching these guys on TV. I mean, do you remember the one show that they put out after this story came into the public light where they got Gary Glitter, Jimmy Savile, they got them all there and it was just very bizarre.
Checkers?
No, I never saw that.
Checkers did something else.
Checkers was too drunk.
He was very drunk.
No, yeah, I saw he was on the investigation for something.
He used to drink with Curly from Crossroads.
Really?
Is that right?
Or Coronation Street, yeah. They used to go out, they played
popular
cricket and drank together.
How do you know this?
I read it in the Daily Mirror.
No, well, they must be true.
Years ago.
Just wanted to validate your source on that one.
No, it's true. Yeah. Curly Watts used to drink with Keith Chegwin.
I believe
and play
it.
Cricket. Yeah, county. Well, not county cricket,
I believe
but
it.
Yeah, it's true.
Talking of cricket, there's a good story in the paper this week. The Vatican has agreed to play the Church of England at cricket.
Really?
50 years after the, or many years after the split, the what do they call it? It's not a sphincter. What's it called?
The Reformation.
No, when the Catholic Church split from the thing, it wasn't called the sphincter. It was called the something else.
Disembarvotion.
No, the synod. No, not that.
Diet of
the,
works.
I'm going to say sphincter.
But what does it mean?
It means a split.
Is that the group that Sinead O'Connor joined? Are they the radical Catholics?
The radical sphincters. That's the group that got thrown out of the Kremlin. No, something in Russia.
The Pussy
what
Riot.
What are they called? Pussy Riot. Right.
Wham got thrown out of Russia.
Rick me up.
No, Wham got caught in a public toilet.
Oh.
Yeah. They put it all.
Is that called cottaging?
I don't know. They put it all behind them.
Was it cottaging?
I don't make fun of George Michael. I believe he's washed his hands of the whole affair.
Speaking of, what's that deal with him waking it? They keep finding him asleep in his car, don't they? If you know it's that, all he does is sleep in his Range Rover.
I feel bad for him.
He's got nowhere else to sleep.
I feel sorry for him. But I believe he's fired everybody now. He's handling himself now.
He really is. Does he still look like G.I. Joe?
He's a bugger, isn't he?
Oh, he's awful.
I know, but he's got. And if you turned his head upside down, it'd look exactly the same.
And moving on.
Right. There's a guy called Seth Meyer who's on the front cover of Time magazine this week. I brought it with me, but I think it's outside.
Who
it's outside.
Is he?
I don't know, but if you name, I don't think his real name is Seth. Nobody's really called Seth. Unless
Seth Armstrong.
Unless they're on Emmerdale Farm.
No, Seth. You got Seth, the guy that does
Seth Grogan.
Seth Grogan.
What about Seth Armstrong?
Seth Armstrong.
Who's Seth Armstrong?
The guy that won the Tour de France.
No, that's not Seth Armstrong. It's what is his name?
Oh, Lance.
Lance
Armstrong.
What about Seth Dakota?
Seth Dakota. I don't know who that is.
It's right. Not Dakota.
Nice one,
Martin. Nice one.
He's you got it.
Martin's high-fiving. All right, here's a song by T-Rex. It's called Rip Off, and I hope you like it on KX93.5. We'll be right back. My name is Jason Fetty. My name is Jason Fetty. My name is Jason Fetty, and it's Full English Breakfast. That's my latest jingle that I just made.
Brilliant.
That was awful.
Yep, that's right. But it was cheap and cheerful, Martin. And that's what we're all about. Why is that pen all knackered? Is it?
That's the dog.
Because your dog was chewing it before.
I'm using the pen to fence the dog off.
Right.
This is like my last line of defense before the dog rips off my onions.
She can be a bit mental, that dog.
Oh.
Oh, my God, the dog's going. Oh. It's a good one, isn't it?
Get down.
I'm a bit like Dave Lee Travis, aren't I?
Yeah, not really.
That's the kind of thing they used to do in the 70s.
Nobody's like Dave Lee Travis.
Whack, whack, oops. Remember, that was his thing that he did. He had little things like that. Very good. And then he'd have a bit of this. Yeah. Ululation. That's what that is.
Woo! Do they right. know how many people we have in the studio right now?
They have no idea. Listen to this.
Oh, my God. Evan Stone.
Wait. There it is. I like that one. I also like this. There you go. And here's the news.
Oh, Bakewell.
And here's the news from the Screws.
Teachers right. in the north of England.
Right. Martin Cohen has a story for us. Go on.
Yeah, and this story is totally true because it's in the newspaper here.
Go on.
And it's straight out of the state of Iowa.
Right, Iowa, okay.
Iowa. Yeah. A man in Iowa for 90 days consecutively ate only McDonald's food.
Oh, that's good time with what we were talking about before.
And guess what the result was?
He died.
No, he lost 40 pounds.
Good grief.
Yep.
Wait a minute, so say that again. He had how many
He ate McDonald's only for 90 days.
He ate McDonald's for 90 days and he lost how
he
many
lost
pounds?
He lost 40 pounds.
Because he got food poisoning and threw up.
No. He doesn't say that here, but he's
anorexic.
Just saying...
Bulimia.
How old is he? Yeah.
What's that got to do with the story?
Everything. It's about... it's metabolically.
Okay, well, let's put it this way.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Metabolically, no. Mm. He's bald, so I'm assuming he's not a baby, and he's probably about 35, 40.
Let's see a picture of him.
There you go.
We're not posting on the website.
Before and after.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're telling me that guy who was like that at McDonald's for 90 days, and now he looks like that?
Yeah, exactly. You know why? Because he had the salad without the dressing.
Right.
No, come on.
No, serious. This is
he had it
a
gorilla
true story.
Style. You can have it. Is it called? Is it gorilla style? The
no,
burger?
It's McDonald's. It's
no,
not,
that's
it's
Animal.
Not In-N-Out.
When they do that at In-N-Out,
is that
having it Animal?
Yeah,
Animal.
Gorilla style is to do with that website you're always looking at.
Right, that's something different, is it?
Gorilla style is nothing related to cheeseburgers.
Right. I got that out of the Kama Sutra. Yeah. So you get the burger and you wrap it in lettuce, and that's supposed to be better for you. Well, it is because it's. We're now in a phase of diet technology where we believe that carbs are bad, aren't we?
Well, it depends. Yeah. It depends if it's processed lettuce or regular lettuce.
No, there's just no way around it.
Or organic lettuce.
Well, there are good carbs and there are bad carbs.
Right.
Right? But there are carbs. Now, the bad carbs, I'm guessing, are bread.
White bread, that sort of thing.
White bread, yeah. I mean, you do need a bit of roughage. You can't just survive on tuna salad. I've tried it. It does not
work. You can't. Absolutely.
You get aggressive.
Yeah.
You've got to have sugar, so it's like M&Ms are important.
Okay.
You need a balance. I mean, it's
well, M&Ms, you've got sugar, chocolate, and nuts. So you got everything you need there in one little thing.
Right. But you've got to take in so many carbs, otherwise you will die. I can testify to this. The healthiest people I know
are dead. That's right. That's right. Certainly the best looking.
Yeah.
Certainly the skinniest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All gone.
All dead and gone. Now,
seriously, look around. Look who survived.
See, I've gone. I went
you,
to
you.
Me.
I went too far with the carbs and all that stuff. Blew out my pancreas, and now I have to take pills for it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Terrible. So, and I've never
mentioned this. I'd have been way more sympathetic.
To what?
Do you?
Your pancreas.
Do you get a disability check?
Disability?
Yeah, what I mean, for? Are you on disability because you blew your pancreas?
Yeah, I can park in the disabled spot.
You can get a park card.
I can park in the disabled spot outside McDonald's anytime I want.
He blew himself.
Do you know where I went the other day? I went to that Chick-fil-A. You ever been
good.
There?
It's good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I don't eat meat.
Yeah. See, that's how you get skinny.
Right.
Don't eat meat.
No, but I used to eat cake.
Right. That's how you... Were you a vegetarian before?
Yeah.
When you were fat?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
But you ate lard?
Lard, and lots of it.
Yeah.
And cake and just stuff to eat when you're miserable.
Right.
Happy food.
Right. Carbs, all that stuff.
Carbs?
Yeah.
Carbs nearly killed Sarnies. Me.
Sarnies. I'm thinking of giving it up. Bread and sugar, I'm thinking of giving it up.
Just
completely.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Replace it with like Skelectrics and something else.
Right, your Xbox.
You need a good hobby to lose weight. You know, something that's hands-on, like jigsaw puzzles.
Right, that's right.
No, I mean, I know it sounds dapper.
No, no, no. A man,
knitting, anything like
a
that.
A man with two hands on knitting needles has got no hands left for McDonald's.
Do you know what? There's a great knitting circle up in Malibu. If you are like a broken-down alcoholic or an insane person with one arm, or if you've just been like kicked out of a rock band for no reason... Just go up there to Paradise Cove and knit yourself a sweater. You'll feel grand. I'm telling you.
A sweater. I don't want a sweater. I want a balaclava.
Oh, what about one of these? You like this?
What's that?
It's a wrap.
It's a scarf.
It's a scarf wrap.
It's not knitted, though, is it? It's
no, this is woven. I did this on my loom. I couldn't get anything from the knitting circle, so I just went into, like, full-on production textile.
Right. That's not you've done very well.
I've got a mill in Bradford.
Is it tie-dyed?
That is a tie. That's by... No, that's not the... What that is, it's a brushed bleach effect.
I think it's batik.
It's batiked, yes.
I don't know what batik is, but I think that's what that is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it could be.
You see faces in this sometimes.
Yeah. It does have that sort of effect. It's got... It's almost...
There, you see that little
interesting
dude
to look at.
You can see people in it.
That's somebody's bottom there. I can see that on
Is that the Shroud of Turin?
Yep.
Yeah, you got it wrapped around your neck.
Well, it's the Shroud of Dromfield.
He wore it last time he did a bit of touring around.
I did.
It's the Shroud. It's from Stroud.
Stroud?
It's the Shroud of...
Shroud of Stroud.
It's the Shroud of Turin.
The Shroud of Dowd.
Yeah. He used it to clean his tureen with...
The saying, you know, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for the day.
That's
you,
what Jim you, just said before.
You
on
give
the
a man a, you teach a man to fish, he'll
fish for a day.
He'll fish for a day, exactly.
Right. Right.
Give a man a rope, he'll hang himself, or a shroud.
Give a man a fish. This is what it is.
Give a man a fish, he will eat for a day.
Give a man a net. Teach a man to fish, and he'll sit in a boat drinking beer all day.
All day, yep. In Seattle.
That's correct. On Big Bear Lake. Have you been to Big Bear Lake?
Yes. Is it Big Bear or Arrowhead Lake?
No.
What's it called? Is it two different things?
Arrowroot is a biscuit.
No, Arrowhead Lake.
It's a different place. Big Bear is up there. It's not far away. Arrowhead's a bit further along.
Isn't that where Brian Wilson lived for the longest time?
Could be. It's where the water comes from, where the fancy water comes from, in a bottle.
Where he lives.
Arrowroot. Arrowhead.
It's not fancy. It's just bottled water.
Right, it's fancy. It's fancy compared to what I drink, which is out of the tap.
Nothing wrong with LA
water. It's the same thing. They just take it out of the tap and put it in a bottle.
In a bottle, that's right. That's what I think. But it's fancy. It comes in a bottle. Remember the first time I saw bottled water? I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was like...
Do you remember Perrier?
That was funny. I still drink that sometimes.
It's nice.
That's nice, though, that stuff. But when I first saw still water in a bottle, I remember laughing. I mean, because I'm, you know...
I thought it was a piss take.
Exactly. I thought it was just... They were totally taking
the
piss.
You know, how can you make any profit when... I mean,
it's more expensive.
A plastic bottle like that in England when I grew up was something the family kept for years. It would, you know,
it was an heirloom.
Yeah, I remember like having squash bottles that went to Torquay with us like 50 times.
Right,
where do you come from in England?
Sheffield.
That's probably
no.
Right.
It makes sense. We've got cousins. I've got cousins do the same thing.
Same thing.
North Leeds.
North Leeds.
Yeah, it's a bit fancier.
Right,
but they've got they use the same bottle
North
and
Sheffield.
They put the orange squash, which is basically that
Kaora.
It's like a syrup that you put in the bottle, because you don't really get it here.
It's a concentrate.
Right. There's some new stuff out at the moment, and I forget what it's called now, but it's all fancy, and they've got a big advert on the TV with people going, hey, whoa, and what it is basically is you squeeze...
Whoa, hey,
right.
Orange juice.
Whoa.
Hey, yo, hey, orange juice.
Orange juice. It's good for you. And you squeeze it. It's just a syrup that you squeeze into the water. It's the same thing,
right?
Except they're saying you put it in after the water. We always put the water in,
the syrup in first.
Because it's like tea.
Yeah.
The milk in first.
The syrup
The syrup then was really thick.
Right. I still get it.
Today I think
you can get it here.
Yeah.
You can get it here, but it's not the most obvious stuff in the supermarket. What were we talking about before?
Ribena. You can get it in Staley Brothers.
Yeah, Ribena. Good stuff. And also Robinson's barley water.
That's right, barley water.
That's what the tennis, it's what they drink at Wimbledon.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So anyway, reason why I mention that is because they did would recycle. Although they wouldn't have called it that.
We were talking about bottled water.
They'll recycle the bottles, and people would use the same bottles over and over again.
Right.
But they're saying that those bottles are no good for you now. So now you've got to buy a special bottle which costs $30, which you would, you know, you've got to spend money. That's the whole point. Right. But bottled water, when they put the water in the bottle, and I first saw that for sale, water in a bottle for sale, it made me, it tickled me because I'd never seen anything. I thought, what's next? They're going to, like, you know, but they're going to charge you for the air. It was that weird to me.
That's coming.
It was that weird. Well, there's oxygen bars, isn't there?
Yeah, in Japan, in Tokyo.
I've seen them in the airports.
You can go and sit in the oxygen bar and get yourself all high on oxygen.
You've got to be careful going there, because on the way out, the police will stop you.
Why? Yeah.
Just check you're not oxygenated too much.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to export it.
No, you're not allowed to drive while oxygenated.
Yeah, that's funny. Strange, isn't it? Anyway, here's Paul Weller. Do you like Paul Weller?
Love Paul Weller.
Yeah. This is his sort of hippie phase.
Wildwood.
Wildwood from the album Wildwood, 1993 on KX 93.5.
Just where you're blowing, getting to where you should be going. Don't let them get you down, making you feel guilty about. Yes, all the good things you deserve now. Climbing forever, trying, find your way out of the wild, wild wood. Now there's no justice. You've only yourself that you can trust in. And I say, high tide, mid-afternoon, oh, people fly by and the traffic's boom, boom, oh, hey. Just where you're blowing, getting to where you should be going.
Yeah, from the album Wildwood, 1993, that is the sound of Paul Aloysius Weller. I don't know if that's his real name.
The Mod Father.
The Mod Father, indeed. He was certainly, he had a few Vespas in his time.
And Lammies.
Lamberettas, yeah. It was a big thing, that, the Mods and the Rockers. Were you a Mod or a Rocker? What were you?
A Mocker.
Were you?
Yeah. Or a Rod.
A Mocha.
I was a Rod.
I was a non-fat mocha latte.
I was a total rod.
You are a rod.
I know. You know what amazes me? Paul Weller had no success in America. Zero.
Well,
I mean, he does sell out and you get that big, you know, the British going scene. But I always thought when he got to that album, Wildwood, boom, he'd pop. He'd be massive. I know he does in Europe and what have you, but he never really got... People know The Jam. Cool people in LA remember The Jam.
Hey, man, there was no single on that record. That's the problem.
They're right.
You know what I mean?
There was no single.
There was no single on the record.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Silly boy.
I don't know. It's all right for AAA format.
He must be kicking himself now.
Do you know, it was horrible in those days. So glad we've got radio. I mean, I'm not being funny, but it's a radio station. I can play what I want. You want to be on any record, I can play it. As mellow as you like.
Any record I want now, you can
play
it.
If we've got it, what do you want?
Do you know what? I want a Foo Fighters record.
Foo Fighters?
I'm in the mood for a Foo Fighters. You mentioned the Foo Fighters.
I'm in the mood.
I love the Foo Fighters.
We've got loads of...
For Nod to Laguna to Taylor.
We've got tons of Foo Fighters. We've got...
Burning Bridge.
Bridge Burning. It's too long. It's 5 minutes long.
Ah, oh, come on.
Band on the Run, have you heard that? That's a great record. There's a version of Have a Cigar here by the Foo Fighters.
They do a great version of Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. Is that it? Is that the only ones you've got?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe if I put the in the search.
This is very clever. I never knew you did it like this.
No, it's not under the.
Oh, my. Well, I'll tell you what, then. Why don't we go with the wall? Do that one, Band on the Run. That's a great song.
Band on the Run. I'll play at the end of the show. We'll play
right
that.
Right on. That works for me.
Okay. I'm just putting it in.
That ruins my end of the show plan.
Isn't that Linda Eastwood?
Eastman. Kodak, she was.
Yes.
Part of that family, yeah.
She was very nice, you know. She was an awesome woman.
I heard she was very nice, but not very musical.
No, she was. She could play a Hammond organ with one finger.
One finger.
But it's how she played it with that one finger, that Kodak finger, that one... Ooh, that finger that just kept McCartney in control, you know.
Was a Kodak moment.
It was definitely. It was the thumb, actually, he was under, I feel.
Wings.
No. Yeah.
I mean, didn't they all just play with one finger?
I think pretty much. They were a great band.
They were.
What made them great? The only great thing about it was Bloody McCartney that was
The Mull of Kintyre. That song always makes me cry.
Terrible.
I love that. No, it's not.
Terrible.
It reminds me of being a kid at Christmas.
I wanted to like them, but they were awful.
No, come on. Band on the Run, that album was great.
Yeah, it was.
It's only because of McCartney, Paul.
Well, okay.
That was it.
All right. I mean, well. So,
yeah, name the...
But it was Shoulders for a Bend.
Who were in Wings?
Why were Queen good?
Why were Queen good?
Because of Roger May.
Because of the drummer.
The drummer, yeah.
Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor, sorry.
Taylor.
Brian May.
Freddie Mercury was very good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm really saying is Freddie Mercury.
That's why I went the other way.
A lot of bands, it's the singer, isn't it, or the guitar, or whatever.
Right. Yeah. There's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, but those types of bands, I'm sorry, they're good not only because of the lead singer, because of, as a unit, they're great.
Right.
Wings were great as a unit.
No, I don't.
They tapped into the time. No, I mean, in the 70s, when you got that music, it was about hitting that time. You know, there was something about the time and the music. They can't make music like they did in the 70s. People don't write music the same. And it was very representational. One wasn't moving faster than the other. It was all moving at the same time.
Right. I agree with that. Very difficult
to go
back.
Listen to those albums. Pick any album made between 1975 and 1980 for any genre and listen to it. And listen to something now.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Please, please.
Here's John Otway. Two people in my life have told me recently that I can get John Otway on the show and we can chat with him.
Who is he?
Do you remember John Otway? Really free. Remember that guy? Oh, he was great.
He used to whack
his head with a microphone.
That was it.
He lives in South London and he was a pal of like Ian Dury and
the Blockhead,
that sort of,
yeah.
All that, the sort of working class intellectuals in London. Brilliant guy, very funny and interesting and blah, blah, blah. All right, so here's a song by John Otway. I'm going to really try hard to get him on the show because I think he'd be a brilliant guest.
Is he going to come all the way from South London?
No, we'll get him on the phone.
Oh, right.
I'm not paying his airfare. He can bagger all.
He's not that good.
That's right. Here's John Otway and beware of the flowers because you know they're going to get you. Yeah.
Debonair. beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah. I won't cry when you say goodbye, maybe I'll just kick myself inside. I really wanted to go home. You might say that today was the very last time you walked this way. But you know I wouldn't dare. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah.
Oh, they're going to get you. They are absolutely going to get you. No question about it. I'm Jason Fedde. It's KX93.5. We are listener, member, person, human being supported public radio in Laguna Beach, California, IA. This is Full English Breakfast, where basically English people sit around and talk rubbish until 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Martin Cohen is here.
I am indeed.
Right. And Daniel Barnes, very happy to have you.
Are you a Cohen?
Of course I'm a Cohen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
a high priest. Are you any relation to Leonard? Leonard?
No. No, but I'm a high priest.
It's the priestly caste.
Leonard Cohen's Jewish, isn't he?
Yeah, I would think so, mate.
With a name like Leonard, of course he is.
Absolutely.
Martin's Jewish, right?
He couldn't be more Jewish if his name was Sheldon.
Exactly.
You know Leonard.
I mean, if he was called Pete...
Pete.
Or Simon.
Yeah. Simon's not of it. Yeah. No, there's plenty of Shimon, Simon. There's a lot of Simons.
Yeah,
there aren't many, shall we say...
Christophers?
Eldons.
Christophers.
There's not many Christophers.
Not Jewish. Many Christopher Jews.
Christopher no. Columbus, not Jewish.
No.
You don't get many Eldons. Eldon the Jew.
Yeah, there's a hard car company called Eldan in
Israel. Eldan in
Israel,
so
they
yeah.
Could be,
that's
yeah.
Right, Eldan.
Could
be. Yeah. Ah. It means the Dan.
Yeah.
Eldan.
In Spanish.
No, it
yeah, it's
not.
Like El Toro.
It's like
El Toro. It's like El Toro, the bull. Same thing.
It's like Elbow.
Elbow.
Elbow. It's the Spanish archer.
I'm going to learn Spanish so I can just, like, know.
I'd love Spanish.
You could tell
mate.
Me anything.
Know
you could tell me anything on the number one bus.
I've heard one phrase in Spanish when I used to do construction years ago.
What,
with our friend Graham.
Quesadilla, por favor.
We used to both, Daniel and I used to work together doing construction for a geezer called Graham, a Scottish guy.
Remember the chandelier?
He hated us.
Do you remember breaking that chandelier with the sledgehammer?
I don't remember.
You took one swing and took out a chandelier.
Did I?
Yeah. You went home that day.
I blocked it out.
You've never seen anything like this, Martin.
We're trying to break
a tile floor. You don't remember this, do
he
you?
He was the hardest guy to... I mean, no disrespect to him. He was the hardest guy to work for. He had a good heart. But apparently...
He had no heart. He had a good cavity.
No, he had a nice cavity. It turns out he's got terrible lungs now. Because he's suffering with some lung disease.
Oh, come on.
When we used to work for this guy, he used to work... I once showed up... This is what he was like, right? Showed up 5 o'clock in the morning... at Diedrich's, as was in Laguna. And he says to me, we sit down, we get a quick cup of coffee before we go off to destroy somebody's bathroom. And he says to me, how you doing? So the night before, I'd just finished with my girlfriend. So I said, I'm not feeling that great, really. I've just finished with my girlfriend.
Were you emotionally spent?
I was a little upset.
You didn't need his nonsense, did you?
And he says to me, what? I said, I've just finished with, split with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He says, am I paying you? Are you paying me? I said, what do you mean? He says, are you paying me? I said, what do you mean? He says, I'm paying you. I said, right, okay. He goes, When you're paying me, I'll listen to your crap. That's what he was like.
All heart.
Funny though, nobody could work for him. Nobody could work for him except
nobody
Brits.
Nobody did work only, for him.
Only Brits could work for him because they could take it.
Yeah,
all
you know
day.
What? That really rocked the economy of Southern California when that construction company went out of business.
He used to say, get on with it, you big fanny.
Shovel for sale. Tundra for sale. One really reckless owner.
Oh, it was hard work. It was hard work. One time I came in, I'd been...
Came in, but did he see you in the office? Did he see you in the canteen?
No, I'd been doing some... I'd been working in one room and I went into the other room where he was and I said, I've done it. Whatever it was I'd done, he told me to do, I'd done it. And he said to me, what do you want, a marching band and a firework display? He was outrageous. All right, Martin, have you got any news stories over there or are we just going
to... Well, I'm just listening to you two twaddle on.
Oh, come on.
We're enjoying ourselves.
We're reminiscing.
There's a few things here. I mean, there's a guy here in India, of all places, not Indiana, but India.
Mumbai?
There you go. There's the sitar.
You didn't know
music.
I could play the sitar, did you?
Playing it with your pocket. He's playing pocket sitar.
Pocket sitar.
He has had a giant bladder stone removed from his body.
Who has this Indian guy?
This Indian guy.
What was it? 500 pounds?
2.2 pounds, 1 kilo.
2.2 pounds isn't big.
It is big.
It is big.
No, there was that dude down in Colombia that had like an abscess that was 50 pounds.
Yeah, but 2.2 pounds isn't a size, it's a weight.
What was he doing with the weight in his
body? It's two bags of sugar. It's two bags of sugar.
Right.
Yeah. I've still got
I've got no sympathy.
It's two bags of cocaine.
I'm all Graham. Yeah, I don't care. Have you got another story?
All right.
It's two really big potatoes.
Any train wreck?
Seriously. It's a big bunch of bananas.
It's a rabbit holding an orange, wearing roller skates, wearing a sombrero.
You've gone too far. The roller skate's too heavy.
And the wheel's going round. It's going to hurt you.
Rubber boots.
Okay. What else have we got?
It's a very large picture of a mini
Cooper.
Oh,
what's going on in the world of entertainment? Has anyone died? Have we checked? Is anyone dead?
I would think so. You know who's dead?
Who?
Phil Everly's dead.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Stephanie Everly's dad, the one who was with Axel?
From the Everly sisters.
No, the Everly brothers guy. Phil Everly.
Yeah. Aaron Everly's daughter. That was Aaron Everly's dad.
Aaron Everly?
She was Axl Rose's first wife.
Oh, my goodness me. You know too much about this stuff. You need to get a life.
There you go.
I'm just reading it off there.
He's also Jason Everly's father. Jason Everly owns a guitar string company in Los Angeles.
Everly Strings.
Everly.
I just knew that. I don't know. I don't know why I know that.
Yeah. Are they based in Inglewood?
Every little thing she does is magic. Every little thing you don't turn me on. No, that's not him.
That's Sting.
Right, not... I thought... Okay.
Did it?
The Price of Love.
Here's an English story for you, or a Scottish story, really. Hundreds jump into freezing Firth of Forth to celebrate the new year.
Apparently, say that again?
Hundreds jump into the freezing Firth of Forth to celebrate
the new year. They jump into the water.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They've been doing it for 25 years now. It's become a big thing.
Which body of water is it? Is it a lock? Is it a lake? Is
the Firth of Forth. It's a river.
Firth of Forth. Firth of Forth.
Right.
Firth of Forth.
Firth of Forth.
Try saying that over and over again. It's the Firth of Forth.
Firth of Forth in Scotland.
So it's a lake. Yeah, it's a lake.
Try and say it. No, it's a river. It's a river.
You're saying it wrong. That's why I'm not
understanding. Firth of Forth. Try saying it with a lisp.
I've been watching your lips and it's just blowing me away.
Firth of Forth.
Right.
Yes, Miss Moneypenny. It's the Firth of Forth.
That's how you say it in Scottish.
Firth of Forth.
No, you say Firth.
So it's called the jumping. How many was there?
Well,
200, 300?
There was 1,000 people there.
Ooh.
And there's a picture gallery here of really large Scottish women.
That looks
in bikinis jumping into the Firth of Forth.
Well, let me see that.
No, bring your own iPad. Bring your own iPad.
I had it taken away from me.
Why?
I was looking at too many Scottish women in bikinis.
Jumping into the icy waters of the Firth of Forth in Scotland on New Year's Day might not be everyone's idea of fun.
I never knew what spyware was.
Why do they do that? They do it in the...
Because it's tradition.
They do it in London as well, in the Serpentine, which is a lake in, not Central Park, one of those parks in
Hyde
London.
Hyde Park.
There you go.
They melt the ice with a kettle full of hot water. There's a place they do it in...
It's called ice fishing.
Don't they do it in Round A Park in front of Jimmy Savile's apartment?
Nobody jumps into Round A Park.
Come on now, get down there. Oh, look at that.
Oh, guys and indeed girls.
It's amazing what a bit of cold water will do to you.
He liked it. He liked them all blue and wrinkly. All right, so that's cool. They do it in Central Park too, though, don't they? Isn't there a lake in Central Park?
There is a lake in Central Park.
Lake in Central Park. Yeah, apparently so. It's just a stupid thing that people do. The Norwegians are into it as well. They throw themselves into a fjord.
They're
in
into the whaling as well, aren't they, Norwegians?
Whaling.
Oh, I've no time for them.
Reindeer.
Oh,
they eat a lot of reindeer over Christmas.
Oh, there's one place
here's,
I'm
here's
not
one for you two. Sorry, here's Go one on. For you two. Gas-guzzling petrol addict Brian Taylor arrested again for drinking from fuel pumps.
Does he live in town?
Wow.
No, this is New York. This is New York.
Is it the guy with the frisbee?
Frisbee man?
Frisbee man.
Frisbee man drinks gas.
Really?
Oh, God.
Definitely.
By the gallon.
That explains a lot.
Have you ever spoken to him?
No.
Right. We can't be liable for any of this because he's insane.
I never want to speak to him. I never want to actually have any contact with him.
Right. Well, I have to talk to him.
But he does get 32 miles per gallon in town.
He's one of the aluminum hat dudes.
What's an aluminum hat dude?
Yeah. Oh, he's just tuned right into whatever's going on past the island, you know.
Oh, is he?
They're watching me.
Yeah.
What do you think the Frisbee's all about? That's his satellite.
The trails in the sky, those guys, they tell you that there's trails in the sky.
The contrails.
Contrails.
They're spraying us with marshmallow dust.
Something,
big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. Whatever.
Frisbee guy, anyway, he believes that by keeping moving, they'll never get him on Google Earth. However, he's never used Google Earth. He doesn't own a computer. But
that doesn't mean he can't be on Google Earth.
I said to him, you know, you really are looking more obvious walking around dressed like Deputy Dog. He looks like a Deputy Dog swinging three Frisbees. It's like on the end of the street where the police like to watch crazy people. It's like, just how under the radar do you not want to be?
But he's got you talking about him.
On the radio?
On the radio.
Dude, he's got me.
Nobody's talking about
him.
You on the radio.
I'm going to try and get him a break in L.A. Frisbee guy.
He's mental.
Frisbee guy
absolutely
is mental.
Mental.
You remember the Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
Give him a Frisbee, that's it.
You reckon? What are we going to do today, Frisbee guy?
We're going to go down to downtown L.A. and save some starving people.
With our Frisbees.
With the Frisbee. It turns into a plate.
Are you his sidekick?
Yeah.
Frisbee guy's sidekick.
I'll tell you what, he's completely insane. Sometimes I think... I'd like to get him on the radio and maybe have him be like a Howard
Stern. Too paranoid. Way too paranoid. We got to go to him. He won't come to us. We have to go to him. That's his rules. You know, like Michael has his rules.
Yeah.
Frisbee guy has his rules.
Right.
I know this. I've took some notes.
I've thought about having him on the show like as a sort of Howard Stern sidekick, make fun of him.
Do you want him in next Sunday?
No, I don't want him in.
He smells.
I know, I don't want him in. He's got children, apparently. He's not just a...
No, he has a house in... where is it? In Brazil. He's got some gig down in Brazil.
Right.
He's a cool dude. He's, you know, just... He went too far.
Yeah. All right, it's 9:58. We've got to go.
Band on the Run.
Band on the Run by the Foo Fighters. Would you like to say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye.
Yeah. You're really nice today, Martin. Thank you. You made me feel sunny. You're usually mean to me.
Yeah, no, you did a nice job. Thank you for coming in, Daniel Barnes.
Thank you for having me.
You can come in any time. I'm serious. You, on the other hand, Martin Cohen.
Come in next weekend.
You have a job, so you know.
Come in next weekend, so I'm not going to be here.
Oh, where are you going?
Really?
I've got the motorbike auctions in Las Vegas.
All right. Well, next week, Daniel Barnes will be here. I'll buy you breakfast.
Right on.
Right.
I've got something to show you next week. I'll bring it in. It's
bring
cool.
it in. Yeah. Show it what to is me. It? And we'll go and talk to Frisbee Guy.
Tell me, because I'm not going to be here.
KX93.5, we are listener-supported public radio. Steve's up next.
Seeing no one nice again.